I found myself staring at the bartender. She hands me 64 ounces of beer. She then says, "Here, take a picture. It'll last longer." This is the perfect pour.
A pitcher. Welcome to the Perfect Pour. It's Craft Beer Show. It's a show about things interesting to beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
Matt.
Over the next 90 to who knows how many minutes, we're going to be hanging out with you. Hopefully you have a beer with you. If not, hopefully we're just making your work day a little bit better. But we're going to be drinking beers, indie beers, bro. We're going to be hearing from beer geeks listeners across the country.
Nerds.
And we're going to be talking about some beer releases we think we all should look out for. And beer culture and all that stuff. Untapped, all kinds of untapped references. Oh, man. We're here. We're beer.
And Louie's here.
Ready to play. Louie is here.
He's ready.
Louie the Lab Studio Dog is here. He's going to be whining. It's going to be great. Thanks for joining us again. And before we started the show, we had a tailgate beer. This one was donated to the show by XL Perro out there in Buffalo, New York. A collab crowler.
Collab.
Community Beer Works from Buffalo collabed with Great Divide from Denver.
Mm-hmm.
And they made a Buffa Yeti Imperial Stout. Right down. I feel like I know Nick's stout palate. And I felt like that was right down the center.
Where am I putting this on a scale on the of 1 to 10?
Scale 1 to 10? I think you're going to put this around a 7.5. Maybe an 8. I'd say 7.5. You're rating this.
I'd agree.
Oh, see? I'm so good.
So good.
Matt, what did you think of that? Buffa Yeti.
I like it.
I like it.
Untapped light.
Like, don't like. That's Matt's new beer app he's starting. Hot dog? Not hot dog.
No, I always channel the horse from Ren and Stimpy. Hmm. No, sir. I don't like it.
I haven't seen Ren and Stimpy. Nobody's playing Ren and Stimpy anywhere right now, are they?
The kids are not playing this in the craft beer bar?
I don't see it anywhere.
Well, they remade it, and it got extremely grotesque. And I think people are just like, yeah, we're good. They don't need this anymore.
That's not how we remember it.
Put it away for a while. Mm-hmm. Put it away for a while. So we need some newness.
New beers, please.
This one we've been waiting too long because...
Did somebody remind us to open it?
No, but this is a Line Fest beer. This is a line beer, guys.
Mm. Whoa.
From Monkish, Monkish Brewing, Smarter Than Spock, IPA.
I'm already less interested.
Donated to the show.
What's the secondary market value on this?
It was
a
Star Trek reference. You don't like it? Yeah, we could have made some money.
I was looking for clone on eBay, and they were selling 90% full bottles. Maybe we could sell this 90% full can.
Two sips taken.
Fire. Only two sips. Two sips from Fire Dog Brewing donated to the show.
Kept cold the whole time.
John, who is, we can later on, cheersing Fire Dog Brewing
Don't give away my cheers.
Hang out later for there's news on Fire Dog Brewing.
Don't go anywhere.
So this is looking going around the better than Spock, smarter than Spock.
Smarter than Spock.
Spock. This was a limited release. This sold out quickly.
Who's this?
We might have the last can. Who knows? Ooh, it's very hazy.
This is a rare beer.
Ooh, yeah, rare beer. Exclusive.
Exclusive.
It like, has all this hop aroma, and then there's just nothing on the tongue.
Wow. That is some awesome aroma.
Is that because it's old or because...
Well, it has like a Nelson or Nelson Mosaic. It's like,
yeah,
It's kind of like danky. There's a little bit of mint, some lemon in there, and then you just sip on it, and it's just like, it's gone like a pale.
I'll say it's not as, yeah, the aroma is more than the flavor, but.
Pardon. It says drink fresh.
It's still good.
Yeah, it's extremely low IBU, so.
Drink fresh. We are not drinking
fresh. I like those. I think if we opened this up a couple of weeks ago, it would have been really good. Right now, I think it's still pretty good.
So what? It's almost 2 months old.
See that the hazy hazy date. You know, usually with the IPAs, talking 3-4 months. You give them 3-4 months, and it's still okay. But the hazies, 1 month.
1 month. See,
I'm giving them.
You guys are shooting yourselves in the foot. This is all your fault.
The ones that aren't built for shelf, like hazy little things built for sitting on the shelf.
So
the most of these aren't.
Field work and 21st Amendments collab. I guess they had some controversy with that because
that one's shelf.
Field work was saying like, yeah, you don't make those kinds of beers to sit on shelves. And 21st Amendment, they'll be like, yeah, our standard.
we're all about shelves.
Our standard code is like 5 months. So
yeah.
They,
but that they with that beer, they made it like hazy little thing where it was made to sit on the be able to sit on the shelf for a while and not drop off completely, which, you know, you sacrifice that amazing freshness that hazies give by just making it more shelf stable, whatever that process is. Just I don't know if it's less haze, less hop haze.
Don't add as much haze this time.
Could you turn the haze down a little bit? It's not going to last. By the time it's in the truck, it's already dropped off.
But our haze only goes to 11.
This one only.
So you're saying save those for brewery only?
Yeah.
So they can control the freshness. Pretty much.
I mean, you're not going to see a lot of hazies on the shelf, like in the grocery store.
Are you saying hazy little thing is like haze light?
Yeah.
Wow.
Ooh.
Ooh. Shots.
Ooh.
Did Han just say that?
He shot first. Am I right? I'm right.
So hazy. So,
do we ever know the answer to that question?
Hazy's Brewery only. Oh,
we know. George might say something different, but the rest of us know Han.
He just likes fueling the fire.
Greedo was gonna shoot him. So
what are you going to do?
It's justified.
Yeah.
There's no rules in
the tangent.
Oh, is that enough? That was enough for a tangent, huh?
Mm-hmm. You could have kept going on.
Let's get into some culture.
Preemptive tangent.
Culture.
Get your culture.
$6.
Wow.
Culture.
That's pricey. Culture.
Cold transfer culture.
Ow.
Matt, you're in pain.
Hi.
What's your culture?
So it's been 120 days. You know what that means? Another Luponic is born.
Ooh.
It's a slow news week, I'm talking about Luponic.
They're still doing that, huh?
Yep. And
they just won't give it up.
Yep. I watched the video. I read the article. And in both places, they don't say what hops they use. They're like, this one comes from the Pacific Northwest. And it gives you.
That gives you no clue whatsoever. Yeah. It's like, uh-huh.
As long as it's not spruce tips.
Oh, spruce tips are the hot thing right
actually,
now.
That's what they added to it. So
son of a.
It's a spruce tip Pacific tips. Northwest IPA. Yeah.
I don't think I've had spruce tips, though, yet. Even though they're like the hot thing this week.
You're not flannel enough for spruce tips. I guess
so. The Pacific Northwest hop gives it pineapple character. And then they went Australian hop, which gave it a jungle fruit aspect.
All right.
And then.
Whatever that means.
Then there's German hop brings distinctive candied lemon aspect to it. So that's what they're saying is. No, guava, lemon, and pineapple is the trio. So it's cool if they give you descriptors, but just be like, hey, this hop is called Magnum. This hop is called...
Like, no, we're not going to tell you exactly.
Like when they record an infomercial and they leave the spots for your city here. It includes things like hops and malts. Coming to your city, Fresno.
Ooh. They mentioned us. And so, but they definitely refreshed their artwork, and it's going to be out. It's going to be a thing.
All right. I'll look out for it.
I mean, if it's as good as number 10. 10 was solid.
Right, 10.
I was drinking 10 the crap out of that. 10 was the
best one they had since number 1.
I bought more than three six packs.
Whoa.
Ooh, it was that good. And then somehow this squeaked by me. Totally didn't know that it happened. I don't know about you guys. I don't know why you didn't bring it up. But I dug back into the archives. Back to August 3rd, 2018, when Baltimore opened up Guinness US.
Yeah. I heard about that.
Yeah. So I didn't know that
more informative podcast, I think I heard about that. I was like, man, this is an informative podcast.
Mm-hmm.
We're so
much news. Thank you for the news, sir.
Thanks.
Louis? No, Louis, put the tongue away.
So is Guinness, I always get confused on Guinness. Are they craft beer? Are they not? They make too much.
Yeah, they're probably.
They make too much.
Well, they're the buyers. They own three or four different
brands. Oh, yeah. They're big beer.
I think they own Harp and Smittix.
Mm-hmm. And Bass.
Do they own Bass?
I think so.
Yes, they own Bass.
But they're like cool. They're cool big beer.
Cool big beer?
They're nice big beer.
So if Guinness bought Fieldwork, he'd be cool.
Well, no.
To me, Guinness is that...
We like Fieldwork, yeah.
Remember the brunch episode? And there's that guy that runs that diner. He's like, $2.99 free refills. Well, that's Guinness. They're like, hey guys, we make a blonde too.
I was like, oh, well,
we have a nitro IPA. It's like, yeah, cool.
$1.99. How about $1.99? It's okay.
What can I do to get you in the door?
We give tours of our brewery, and you could be a master pourer. Yeah, no, sorry, not interested.
It's okay,
master pourer.
If you. We'll put you to work for 1 hour. All you have to do is wipe your table down. We'll pay you $5 and a beer.
Sorry.
I got to wait over here in this brunch.
Damn it. We'll wash your car while you're getting a beer. No.
Keep saying things like that.
Did you go to that place, Nick, while you're in Portland?
What's that place?
The breakfast place.
So... Funny thing about the breakfast place, it's a pizza place.
We're referencing Portlandia now, in case you're lost.
It was a fictional brunch place that is actually a pizza place. I did not go, but I looked it up.
You thought about it.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, if things start getting slow, I'm going to that place.
Did Google like autocomplete? You're like, what is the brunch place? It all doesn't exist.
It is Good Boys Pizza. It is right here if you want to.
You Portlandia nerd.
Yep. We did not brunch it up in Portland.
So, I was talking about Guinness with a friend from work and talking about how so many people are confused about Guinness. Like, normal drinkers of alcohol and beer think Guinness is this heavy beer.
Mm-hmm.
It's a session beer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dry air stouts are known for being under 5%.
Mm-hmm. So it's he would just joke how like he'd be drinking like a six pack of Guinness with his friends, and his friends are, oh my god, dude, jeez,
badass,
how are you doing that? And he's like, yeah, I'm just that badass. Yep. Reality is he's still drinking less beer than they are.
I feel bad for his guts if he's drinking a six pack of nitro Guinness.
Nitro.
Just be farting it up a little bit. No big deal.
Exactly.
Louis does not like that.
Louis does not like Guinness.
All right, well, stop talking about Guinness, Louis. Jeez.
I have not heard in a while the the guy who comes up to you and goes, actually, there's less calories in Guinness than Bud Light.
Actually, less calories than Bud Light.
I have not had that conversation.
Well, you probably haven't been drinking Guinness enough. You need to start a Guinness like calorie conversation at a bar. And then
I got to be the guy now?
You can have Cliff Clavin come up. Tell you all about that.
Actually, Norm.
Actually.
Yeah, can we get that guy on the show?
Yeah, and we need him.
The actually guy.
Need John.
Actually.
John from Guitar Center. He's looking for work.
Did you see him on his lunch break? Posted that in the forum.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody saw that.
What was that? No, I saw that.
It was isolated drums from Dave Grohl's play. And I was like, that's what John from Guitar Center does in his lunch break. He's like, I'm just going to take my lunch break. And he's like, doom, doom, doom. And then he just starts hammering out a 22-minute song.
I play a little.
Yeah.
John, call the front, please.
I'm on break.
Somebody has two credit cards and they don't know which one to use.
I'm on break.
John says he's on break.
John says he's on break. God damn it. Damn it, John.
All right, Nick.
Oh, boy.
Unless Matt had something more. No,
that's good. Just a couple of tidbits. Right.
That's good. Good for me.
Do we accept Old Orchard Supply hardware coupons since they're out of business now?
No, we don't sell any hardware.
This guy would like to return old chain and wood.
Get off the PA, please. Stop asking questions.
Could we trade it as parcel trade-in on a new drum set?
Sure. Is it good? Is it treated?
It's treated lumber.
Is it treated lumber? I can't take treated lumber. Only untreated lumber from a hip building that was torn down.
Yes. Reclaimed barnwood only, please.
Yes.
Well, you know, there is things like this in the world.
Are there? Oh, are there?
Oh, are they? So, Porch Streaking, I believe they're stealing a page out of our book.
Uh-oh. Hmm.
For they have gone through the list of GABF entries and found the best puns and beer names from GABF in 2018. So, thank you to Porch Streaking for doing the hard work for us.
Yeah, I was like, okay.
Here they are.
Let's go. Let's hear them.
Let's see how funny they are. Let's see how these names fall on you fellas.
No, I'll be the judge of this.
Netflix and Pills.
Instead of Netflix and Chill.
Uh-huh. I'll give that a 2 out of 10.
Wow, that's Cannonball Creek Brewing.
I'll give it 2.5.
I did it all for the cookie.
Ha ha. Is it Cookie Stout?
Is there Fred Durst on the label?
They do not give you the styles. They tell you.
They got to make a can with some sort of Durst on it.
Two if there's Durst on the label.
10 if there's a Durst on the label. 2 if not.
All right. Basil better have my money.
I'll give that a 6.
Low Tide Brewing. New Kids on My Bach. Yeah.
I like it.
All right.
5.
Nope, 5.
I don't like box.
We're not judging whether you like the style. It's the beer name.
It's the beer name. You cannot tell me what to do.
What?
You cannot hop.
Oh, you cannot hop.
You cannot tell me what to
do. Okay, I gotcha. You cannot tell me what to do.
Marzen Attacks.
Instead of Mars Attack, Marzen 7. Attack.
You've guava be kidding me.
You've guava be kidding me.
I'll give that a 6.
Salty by nature.
Okay.
2.
Goes. I'm bet it's a goes. A 2. I'm guessing it's a goes.
Goza. Could be a goza. Kushtifer Walken.
Kushnock Brewing?
That's Bear Bottle
Brewing. Kushtifer Walken. That's good.
Quad.
That sounds like a pot strain, though.
You think Kushtifer
Walken.
Yeah, I think the beer style would help these names. How about Quantum Leap?
Look at that, an 8.
Yeah.
That's pretty creative. Get it.
Some Scott Bakula.
Oh, a quad.
Quantum.
Okay. Quantum.
It's a quantum.
Gotcha.
These pretzels are making me thirsty.
Yeah. These pretzels are making me thirsty.
7.
When y'all have to do your version, that's how you learn acting, is doing that line.
Is that the line?
No, in Seinfeld, they all took their turn like doing their version. These pretzels are making me thirsty.
Wish you were clear.
I wish you were clear.
I'm like guessing it. That's a hazy.
That's Nick's statement. That's what I named every hazy. All my hazy beer. Wish you were clear, because you'd be good.
How I wish you were clear now. And this one, I don't understand it.
I think we're clear now. Sorry, this one doesn't seem to be any hazies around.
Wow. Ooh.
That's for Paul.
Is that for Paul?
Paul needs to work on that.
Do we need to do some Rick Springfield beer pun names?
Highway to the Hop Zone. Oh, that's too basic.
Too basic.
Basic.
I will leave off on this one. You tell me if we need to investigate this one further. It is simply called Mike Tyson's voice.
I like it. Doesn't matter. And that could be any style.
It could be anything in the world.
That's the name. That's where we're at, people. That's where we're at on beer names.
We've given up. We just pretend.
What? Mike Tyson's voice.
Whatever you say, say it out like a Mike Tyson meme.
Yeah. Well, Mike Tyson's voice.
I just realized.
Evander.
If any of us try to do a Mike Tyson voice, it's just going to sound like a bad impression of Jay Leno. So just don't.
That's accurate, actually. Yes.
I've got a garage full of cars.
Mike Tyson or Jay Leno.
Yeah, it could be either.
A new Dorktown or game.
I love it, golf.
What's the song lyric? One starts coming, it doesn't stop coming. Mikey wants to get us drunk tonight. Mm-hmm. It's like another beer.
Another one. Let's get it. This was one of the names on that list. Make America Juicy Again from Heretic Brewing.
Ah, you saw this list.
Fairfield, I did. See, we think alike. I had it as well. So, Fairfield, California's Heretic.
Where is it from?
Fairfield, Bay Area.
Who are they?
Yeah, they've kind of disappeared for a little bit here in the valley. Don't know about you non-Valens, Valians,
Valens. It's super, it's barely, it's like just a little bit unfiltered.
Well, doesn't Heretic have Evil Cousin and then there's Evil Twin? And
yeah.
It's like they have a Heretic beer. And it's like all this confusion and.
So it's a tangent. Sirens. Mm-mm.
So going around the table from left to right of your podcast aisle, that is Make America Juicy Again. I don't find it juicy.
Nope. I find it pilsnery.
This is a classic case of don't call your beer something and then it not be that.
Not have that ingredient in the beer.
So there's that. I'm springing on a new thing. I don't know about if this is going to be regular or not, but I just thought I'm changing up the voicemails a little bit here. I'm going to, because one of the few radio shows I listen to is Dan Patrick's show.
Look at you.
And they'll just be like, and they'll just kind of like, you know, I guess a lot of radio shows do this. They'll just have like callers just sort of sitting there in the queue. And then Dan will just kind of randomly go to him like, oh, we've got 2 minutes to kill.
Gonna mix them in.
I'll just like, all of a sudden they're on. The caller's on.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, sometimes the voicemails are great, but like we got them in this solid segment and it starts getting long. We start sort of falling asleep and There's just this hour-long segment of voicemails, and
that's my pee break time. It's,
so I'm just gonna, we're just gonna randomly start hearing voicemails throughout the episode.
Well, now's
I'm
a gonna fine try time it. To tell us.
Yeah, I didn't run it by you guys at all.
Wow, what are you in charge over here?
Yeah, I'm. Well, no. Nobody's ever asked me if I'm in charge. So
that's true.
Taking it back.
We just show up and assume.
So I got to get this in here.
Is Mikey in his garage tonight?
Yeah.
Producer, is Mikey in the garage tonight? Can we drink beer?
Go away!
Doesn't mean you're going to just randomly play this song before you play every voicemail throughout the show.
You never know. You never know.
So
what's
we're going to hear that
happen.
12 times
you
tonight.
What's going to happen tonight? It's just going to be.
Call me about beer, tell your driver. Okay, got it.
It's just going to randomly pop up.
Can Mikey drink beer in the garage tonight, please?
No. He's in trouble. He's grounded.
Did he buy a six pack out of budget again?
What's up, Perfect Pour? We are on the couch.
Nice.
Couch. We did a cover fest.
They're chitting their Colorado Netflix and chilling.
Company. It was fantastic.
We both failed miserably.
We both suck at holding a sign up, but it was an exercise, having a good time.
I spilt on the floor.
Yeah, that was my disqualification as well.
And my freaking kid, who's 20, almost 20, she'll be 20 on Saturday.
What?
She got second Uh-oh. Place.
Second
She's
place.
A year from snap back. 1 year away from running that, into that the bar.
Oh well. Anyway, so you fuckers got me sucked into the narwhal. Fuckers. So I bought a six pack of narwhal.
Yes. What's wrong with narwhal? And,
only a six pack.
We're narwhal buddies, each other.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you had a narwhal buddy.
Your narwhal buddy.
Yeah.
So that we can.
So we can just. They're snuggling. Her as Narnar.
Yeah, so anytime that nobody's couch. Around, yeah, we yeah. just can enjoy a narwhal. And we won't get lost in the woods like the people that are on the LSD do. Janine's drinking the water. Janine's drinking the narwhal right now. Is it good? Is it tastes like chocolate?
The people LSD. On the LSD.
You people on the LSD.
It's okay.
Okay.
I think it needs to warm up.
Oh.
See, I'm not on the warm up thing.
It's
I'm
too
like,
cold. No.
Whatever.
When it warms up, there's more flavor.
She's breaking my heart over here.
It's not bad, but it's,
no, she's just being nice.
Anyway, so narwhal's definitely.
Oh, Matt, we looked for your fresh hop. We
they need to have it.
No,
a
yeah,
fresh
we did, Matt.
Beer.
We looked through the entire Great Divide section. We could not find the fresh hop.
No.
Also, I'm also very curious about. I want to try it really bad as well, but we couldn't find it.
No, we found Denver Pale Ale, which I tried last weekend and wasn't.
They've had that beer forever, though.
Like, wasn't they, impressed.
Could oh.
And then there was a hazy.
Yeah, they had Denver Haze, but.
There was a hazy beer that we haven't tried. From
it was like $14 for like four of them or something.
I know. Like, so we didn't. Well, it was like $15 for
it. It was like, dude, you're really proud of that beer. It better be good.
And so we were trying to find a single, but they didn't have a single.
Dude,
so.
Better be
no,
good.
No singles
dude.
On that one.
No.
Anyway, so you guys are the best and keep up the good
work.
Guys, and stop
the boat and the stop.
Bye.
Wow. All those crazy kids.
They're narwhaling.
And so anyway, so yep. more
have your narwhal
culture,
buddy.
Nick, did you have more stuff?
Have your narwhal buddy close so you don't get lost in the woods like the LSD kids.
Thank you, Colin and Janine.
Drop
the best.
Phone. Drop my news source. And now I'm locked out. Hold on. Log me
oh
in.
Oh, my God. Oh, what was this code? 4378.
Damn it. Okay. Mark your calendars, kids, and or those of drinking age. Libertine Caskmask is upon us.
Mm-hmm. 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 Oh,
December
Libertine Brewing, Central Coast.
First.
Does this go for all the Libertine locations?
This is Broad Street, San Luis Obispo.
Come on, you got to do moral. I believe... Libertine, mm-hmm. any event that's a Libertine beer-related event, it must happen at Morro Bay. If it's going to happen anywhere, it has to at least happen in Morro Bay.
Why, so you could walk to Otter Rock afterward and
yes,
have some fried calamari?
Whatever. Because it's the OG.
It's the OG.
I just feel like the San Luis Obispo and then the Avila Beach one now,
mm-hmm.
it gets all the attention.
They're the shiny new yeah. ones.
Although I did see my favorite all-time Fresno band played at Libertine in Morro Bay.
What?
Sparkle Jet. Wow. Just played at Libertine. Holy. Nobody told me.
Holy, what?
I saw pictures afterwards. I was like, what? Sparkle Jet was at Libertine.
Does Libertine know what they had?
I don't think so.
The same Sparkle Jet that played Tioga? Cool, yeah.
Well, I've seen that.
Yeah, we've seen that.
Seen it.
They played Tioga twice this year.
I know, they're just like...
And we had Whores. Pink Eye.
Crazy. I know. Whores. Damn it.
Don't Maybe make, one day we'll get the better. Striking originals Ooh. In there.
Well, I'm there. All you got to do is ask them. Okay. They're not going to be like,
hey, do you want to? Yes. Do you want me to finish that sentence? Nope.
Nope. We'll do it. Josh will do it. They're punk rock style. They'll do anything. So where were we at?
I don't
Nick,
know.
Sorry.
December 1st.
Tangented you.
7 o'clock. $65.
Whoa.
Tickets are available.
Does it include tachos?
Yeah. Do I get tater tacos? Taco it taters?
Includes the best, worst, ugly Christmas sweater party.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Canned food drive. Amazing
canned food drive.
Prizes. Says nothing about food.
Hmm. Interesting.
Oh,
you gotta
food.
Buy your own food.
Food and live music.
It's not going to work. There's a switch under there. You got to find the switch.
The switch.
Uh-oh, fridge mic.
Fridge mic. Is that a fridge mic you have there?
Oh, that's it. That's it. That was all the fridge mic we got.
It was subtle.
Oh, no. The ghost is back.
The ghost with the most.
Fuck, that's scary.
It's wow. It's Spooktober, guys. It's time to get spoopy.
Spoopy? Schmoopy? So, early cheers to... Oh, so here's something I learned.
It's, I love gold!
I do love You're too gold. Soft. Oh, boy. Is this going to happen all night yep, now?
It's right behind Nick, and it's scary
just, You just got to be careful.
Okay, so here's something...
Can't move, Nick.
Here's something I learned. It's not, unfortunately, it's not raisin tubles
Aww.
Like I'd like it to be.
Mm-hmm.
The Instagram is supposed to read raisins to barrels.
Oh.
Meaning.
That's raisin tools. Tubles. Raisin to barrels.
But from here on forward on the Perfect Pour, he will be known as raisin tubles.
Raisin tubles, raisin to barrels.
I don't care.
I saw him jamming on Instagram with his guitar earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Saw it.
He says there may or may not be a raisin beer at the Libertine Caskmas. That's why I'm bringing
Ooh.
This up.
So gotta go. What was that date again?
December 1.
The 1 of December.
Tis a Saturday.
Before Christmas starts getting too insane.
It is the first Saturday in December.
There you go. No, wow. No better reason to go.
December 1st is also the first Saturday.
Have you ever spent the first Saturday drinking beer in December?
I'm pretty sure.
Maybe I did 7 years ago.
I'm guessing 7 years ago I did.
And or six, including leap year.
I don't let too many Saturdays go by without beer. Once in a while, a weeknight will go by without a beer. But
once in a blue moon?
Yeah. No blue moons.
No blue moons. Do you guys want a Perfect Pour history update now or in Cheers?
Oh, let's go now. We're just screwing up the whole timeline tonight, so why not just
it's
throw it out the window.
Balls to the wall in this one.
Balls to the walls. This is a rhetorical question.
Oh.
No.
But if you do know.
Can I still answer?
Yes. Because if you do know the answer, I would be mucho impreso.
Okay. We'll see.
Yep.
Oh, it's a Star Wars. Oh, it's a Star Wars question.
Could can it please be Star Wars? Please be Star Wars. Can you tell me what is significant about episode 163?
That's all you're giving us?
Yes. Roger from Pine and Palm was here this evening.
Oh, okay. Ooh, that wasn't what I was going
to
guess.
He fresh dropped off crowlers to us?
No, he actually stayed for the episode.
Our first crowler?
No.
Dang, my notebook only goes back to 197.
Damn it. We were drinking. We did have a few of his beers. I don't remember exactly what. This is from Captain Wiffleball, by the way.
Okay.
He graciously. I think I've missed a couple updates because I was out of town.
Mm-hmm.
But then he got back to me this week with a new update about 163 and how much he loved it.
Oh.
And says, make sure you ask the guys about this.
I don't know. Mm.
It was a perfect room? Pour first.
No, it wouldn't be a tap room update. Gosh. It's not Crowler.
Wow. You guys are actually thinking about this. That's amazing.
I want to know.
I need more beer.
Okay, ignore the one I just opened.
Okay.
I'll take that one.
I'll take this
one. I'll take any of them. Give me something.
Fresh haze. Can I ignore this
new
one?
Beer going around the table.
Oh, it's a Deschutes. Okay.
Deschutes.
I have it.
You might be surprised.
Let's see. I don't know. Oregon doesn't know how to do IPAs. We'll see.
Final answers, anybody?
I don't know, man. I'm stumped.
Now I feel like it's going to let you guys down because we built it up too much.
Yep.
Here's an excerpt from the episode.
Oh, whoa. Look at this.
Taco party.
Taco party the other
day. Look at you.
It was the first time taco party was mentioned.
How is that a taco party?
When you're like going to let you down, it's like, oh, I know what it is. I remember that episode.
I was at a taco party. Oh, okay.
Carry on.
Yes. I don't think you know what that means. Well, I don't know. Either way, either meaning of taco party is great.
Yeah.
They're both really great parties.
Both great parties.
Either one.
So there you go. If you missed the inception of that phrase, please refer back to episode 163.
This is actually pretty good, this Deschutes Fresh Haze.
Right. What's, right.
This is one of the better Oregon beers I've had.
Right. Hmm. So I almost didn't go down the beer aisle in Whole Foods because lately their selection's been pretty stagnant. Once in a while, they'll get like a fresh delivery of Trek 7. They had that offshoot. And then that was like literally it. And I was like, I'll just go through there. And I did the scan up and I literally, you know, like cart stop screech. Like, erp. And I was like, what? Well, that's a looking out for. I was hoping to find the Tasty collab.
Did the guy come up and ask if you need any help?
What is this? Ace Hardware?
The guy that's been there for a few years and I don't know his name.
Scott or whatever his name is. Yeah, I don't like that guy. Hey, you doing all right?
Does he still have his own chalkboard?
No.
Can Scott help you with anything?
I think it's now, I think Firestone took over the chalkboard.
Damn it.
they're like, yeah, Scott, give me that. It's my department.
I went over to that aisle hoping I would find the Tasty collab from 21st Amendment. Nope. And then I was hoping that there would be the 21st Amendment and Fieldwork collab. Nope. Because Whole Foods has this thing where they get random collabs and random beer packs that don't always show up elsewhere.
Hmm.
And this is the first time I've seen the Fresh Haze in town, and it was all at Whole Foods. And I was like, fucking, I'm going to buy it. And I had a very difficult time. I mean, I got that, what, Sunday? And it almost didn't make it to the show.
It was that
you
cute.
Have to hide it from yourself. I have to do that sometimes. I have to save
the guy's got to drink this.
They must have this beer. I'm telling you. It's pretty good. I'm telling you, too.
Just the right amount of bitterness.
Just the right. And I feel like it's shelf stable.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it's Deschutes.
Yeah.
Deschutes. They're made for shelves.
Hey, guys, can you hear me?
Yep.
I'm almost driving.
Got it, babe.
So I started the car. I'm in the car, but I'm not really driving. It's still in park, so I'm not going to say I'm really driving. So something interesting happened today. I left a voicemail, and a little bit after I left the voicemail, I got a text message from the Perfect Pour Podcast voicemail line.
What?
Saying that my voicemail cut off and I should maybe try to leave it again. So I'm leaving it by email. This is an email voicemail. So I'm glad that one didn't record because I'm out. I just walked up three flights of stairs to get to my car in the parking garage, so a little out of breath.
But take anyway, a breath, Sky B.
I didn't mention about the wonderful down-to-earth guy, Chew, that sent me a bunch of beer from SoCal. What a guy. Love that guy. Thanks, Chew. Appreciate it. But also, what that voicemail is about is I did something rather fiendish. When I got four growlers from Monkish, I did share one. I gave one to my beloved Steven Zach. Of course I did. How could I not? And I was going to give another one to the Perfect Pour, but I recall, this is my justification for not sharing, is I recall them saying or mentioning Beats is Infinite. So I didn't want to give it to them because they've already had it or something. And it's not because I'm a total fiend for Monkish, but I did kind of feel like a crackhead. I mean, that those growlers could have been crack pipes full of rocks, you know, because I didn't share them with anybody. Those other three, not a drop went anywhere but in me. I know. I'm feeling kind of shameful. I'm full of shame. I'm shaming myself.
Not very
well, anyway, that's what happened with that. And that's why I didn't... That's my justification for not giving you any of that Monkish, is because I think you guys had it, and you wouldn't have played I Love Gold. So, I don't know. Tell me, have you had Beats is Infinite? If
no.
So, I don't feel quite as bad. If not, I feel worse. But anyway, never. Keep up the great work, guys. And I'm soon to be driving.
I've never had it. Yeah,
now we never.
It was
will.
A rare first ever thing where, because of this voicemail idea, I just happened to be the other day or yesterday, whatever it was, going through the voicemail line, and I saw Scotty B called, and it was 7 seconds. I was like, that doesn't look right. This looks like one of a classic Google voicemail cutoff. And I played it, and sure enough, it was a cutoff. So I the Google Voice does have the option of texting. So I texted Scotty B. I said, Scotty B, you got cut off. Call us back.
Robo text.
He's like, thanks, Chief. So that was the first that I actually caught a cutoff voicemail before it went to air. Man. I don't know if that will ever happen again.
Spoiler alert.
It was just a weird day.
Fun fact, they call that pre-production.
Ooh, pre-production.
Mm-hmm.
Man, look at me, pre-producting.
Did you take a seminar recently on podcasting?
A seminar. I was part of one, yes. I don't know how good it was, but I was in it.
You just yell
was
at
there
kids.
More stuff? Yeah. Hey, don't podcast. Good night.
Listen, you're going to give up in three
over.
Episodes.
You're all a bunch of jerks.
You're all jerks.
Louis a jerk.
Was that all of your stuff, Nick?
Si, senor.
All right. The one thing I have left here after all this craziness is the Russian River Windsor is open.
Wow.
From their capacity, they are now in an 85,000 square foot facility, cost $50 million. They went from 25,000 barrels to 40,000 barrels, with the possibility of going to 60,000 barrels if they so desire in the future.
Ooh.
So
all
that's a lot. Almost basically, you could say they're doubling their production.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the important part. This is all coming from an article I read on brewbound.com. You're like, all right, they're going to be producing double. They're going to be doubling their plenty production.
Will it come to Fresno?
Will it come to Fresno? They are not extending their footprint outside of California. All the places they go to outside of California already are still getting their stuff. They are expanding slightly in California.
Ah.
But not in the Central Valley.
Is it too hot to cold transfer here?
Unless you count Sacramento as the Central Valley. They will be beefing up Sacramento, Pliny wipe. Sacramento will be getting more Pliny. They are in their new markets. They are going to Central Coast, California. So the California Lame. Central Coast will be getting Pliny now. And they'll be beefing up their L.A. and San Diego Pliny spots. And that will be it. So this whole big production facility, and Fresno's not going to get.
Well, when I see it on the coast, I'm not going to buy it.
So now, yeah, at least when we go to the Fresno Riviera, there'll probably be Pliny over there. The
Fresno Hamptons.
Mm-hmm. So I guess that's something. But the facility looks beautiful and amazing.
I will not drink it next time I'm at Libertine.
And there'll be another place to go to when we go up to Santa Rosa / Windsor.
Now we got to go two places.
Now,
yeah,
now I got to go Windsor.
Well, you have not yet dropped a younger at Windsor, so.
That's right. I got to do that. Yeah, it's not christened yet until I go up there and drop a younger.
Not christened this ship.
Yep. The thing is not unchristened. It is ungodly until I go up there.
Oh, and man. The looks on the kids' faces when you do that.
Oh, I was here to witness an idiot drop his younger. Yes, you were.
I could have traded that for $700.
Not a lot of money for that. Nope. Drop it on the floor, jerk.
I could have traded 2 ounce pours, 2 ounce sips.
To going out to the line and traded.
Hello, Perfect Pour. It's Big Dog in Buffalo.
Whoa.
Just got back from several days out on the road. I went down to Louisville, Kentucky, hit the Bourbon Trail, got fat on biscuits and gravy, Nashville-style chicken, bunch of barbecue. You know, I probably wouldn't eat like that every day if I lived down there, but boy, I would probably end up fat and happy if I was living down there in Louisville area. Anyways, between my bourbon stops, I did get in several breweries, hitting some flights and things like that. So a couple places to note in Lexington, Kentucky. If you're down there, you got to check out Country Boy Brewing or West Six Brewing. Both were really outstanding. Country Boy, they really know their way around an IPA. Then in the Louisville area, one of my stops was Apocalypse Brew Works. Had a 20% ABV barley wine that that in no way showed its potency. It wasn't boozy at all. That was pretty outstanding. And then they had a beer called Fallout Dust, which was a peppercorn pale ale. Had a nice black pepper tone over the pale. I just really enjoyed that one quite a bit. Great Flood Brewing was another one. Great Citra Saison. Another place I wasn't sure about at first was called Goodwood. They have a concept where everything is aged in a barrel or aged on some kind of wood. I thought maybe, well, it was just a concept, but in fact, the beers are really pretty outstanding. Had a smoked Maibock that was really nice. Spruce Tip IPA. I think Matt's the spruce hater, but I do like right now, spruce beer. Nut Brown and Barrel Stout, both really good. If you're in Louisville, check them out. And then one of my favorite beers was Gravelly Brewing. They had a Dortmunder Export Lager. Now, I know a lot of people think lager is boring and it doesn't taste like anything. It just tastes like beer, but this was outstanding. This was the kind of beer you would be drinking by the liter mug at a picnic table in a beer garden and enjoying every last drop of. It was really outstanding. Don't be hating on the lager. Get out there and try some. Side note on the Long Beach, maybe the big get it next year for the Brewers Conference. I do have some friends in Long Beach that I don't get to see often enough, so who knows, maybe I'll plan a trip out there next year and get in on any kind of get it that's going on. Note to Long Beach John, ever happen to go into the Annex Bar for a beer out there in Long Beach and you see some English guy wearing a Long Beach Dirtbags cap and yelling at the sports ball on the television, that's my friend Darren. Stop by and say hi. Tell him
Long Beach State Dirtbags.
Otherwise, keep up the good work, guys.
Bye. Long Beach State. They got a good baseball program.
What?
What?
Guys?
Guys. If you're just joining us, I'm playing voicemails throughout the whole episode. Not regular gigated segment. You just never know when I gotta pop in there. Things could happen at any moment. How we doing? What's your favorite beer so far?
There's something wrong with this Heretic.
Ooh. You think there's something wrong? Like, yes. There's a flaw.
There's a flaw.
Something they didn't mean to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Because it tastes like cardboard and movie theater popcorn at the same time?
That's part of it.
Is that they got diacetyl on
it? Also, it's looking at me funny.
Also, I don't like the looks of it. Beer releases to look out for. Matt, what are you looking out for?
It's been a long time since I've had Noble.
Oh, man. I agree with this.
Double Dry Hop Platinum is out.
Double Dry Hop Platinum? Have you had this?
I don't.
What is it?
My phrase is, it's been a long time since I've had Noble.
Yeah. What's this Platinum?
That's double dry hopped. Why do you care about
it? They double dry hopped it. Doesn't matter what the style.
It's cold. It's beer. Just drink it.
Double dry hopped it. This is that beer fridge. What do you think Nick's doing in there? Doesn't sound normal.
I think he unwrapped something.
It doesn't sound normal. Like he's drumming in there. He's thinking.
What? Are you guys listening to me?
No.
Oh, my God. What's this sound like?
It sounds like some idiot hitting a microphone.
Oh, boy.
Juice and the crew is back this time.
Hey, we can't hear Matt.
What?
Juice and the crew is back this time with double the haze, double the dank, double the juicy. Sorry, double the fruity juiciness that you've come to expect.
Okay.
So that's what it is. It's a double haze, it's a juicy dank Maybach. Juiciness.
All right. I'm down. I'm looking out for it as well now. You hear that, LA reps?
It's a double IPA.
I'm down with that. Jeez, Nick's still over there. Let's check in. Let's check back in.
Hi.
God, he is really thinking this one over.
There's so many choices.
Is that all you're looking out for, Matt?
But nothing else should matter.
That's it. Get more Noble.
Great.
He activated the ghost. Studio ghost.
Hey, by the way, if the studio ghost overtalks your voicemails, that's just what it is.
That's what happens.
It's not our fault.
We're sorry.
You're the one that's haunted or cursed, but not us.
You're cursed. Not us.
Not us.
You're the one that's cursed.
Yeah.
Not me.
We're not cursed. Only you.
What we got? What we got?
Oh, boy.
Oh, man. This looks Oregon-y.
Oregon-y.
New beer. I already don't like the label.
Ooh, one, two, three, four.
Do we need another beer?
Oh, yeah, sure. Oh.
Is this, is this like a Brady Bunch
this'll
label?
This will be our fifth beer.
Oh. The Brady that's a Bunch.
Cue. I love gold.
New beer from my favorite Oregon brewer, Double Mountain, out there in Hood River, Oregon. They also have a remote in East Portland, I want to say.
Smells like Oregon.
Yeah, it's old.
Did you go to a Double Mountain at all?
I did not. This was in a grocery store.
Okay.
Near.
Sweet Jane IPA from Double Mountain.
It's old, but it's not bad.
It's not bad. I just wish it was fresher.
Here she comes. She's going to break your heart. She's going to tear you in two. You're a fool. That's true. Sweet Jane.
She's a man-eater?
Sweet Jane.
Whoa, here she comes.
Watch out, boy. She'll chew you up.
Damn it.
Recycle is good. Reuse is better. Oh, that's right. Did we talk about that? How Double Mountain or some Oregon guys, they're starting a thing where you actually remember, you guys aren't old enough to remember, but back in the 70s, you used to bring your bottles back to the grocery store.
You bring your pop bottles your back pop, to the grocery
store. You bring the pop back, and they got recycled them, and then you got new pop bottles.
Yeah, isn't that called the standard recycling? Yeah.
Well, I mean, no, but you like, but not, it was like you brought them back, and then they took them, and then it was a thing. You went to, like, imagine going to the grocery store in the checkout line. And you have all these bottles, and you give them the checker. Here's my bottles. That's what used to happen. But they're trying to, in Double Mountain, they're trying to do that there as far as a program to be more, to not make more stuff, to actually just reuse the bottle instead of recycling them. You just keep reusing them.
Can I do that with my rotisserie chicken container? Take it back to Save Mart?
Yeah, I don't think you want to do that.
Yeah. Can you refill this? Yeah. That was bottled 5 months ago, but considering it's not bad.
It's not considering bad. It's 5 months old and from Oregon, it's still pretty good.
Heretic. Yes.
Whoa. I won't be adding heretic on this episode. Hey, heretic, look what we did with your bear. We didn't like her.
Took a dump.
Nick?
What?
What are you looking out for?
Nap time.
Oh, no. You need more beer.
Okay. New Glory.
Mm-hmm. Listening.
Citra Dream IPA.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Enough said.
New Glory. Citra. I'm in.
You're allowed to look out for that.
We will allow it.
Citra.
I will join you as well.
Is that triple dry hopped with Citra?
Ooh, triple dry hopped?
What about a quad dry hop? Give me four dry hops.
Give me four rounds.
Yeah. What's that going to do?
So Citra, and more Citra. Blah, blah. UK Maris Otter added heaps of Citra hops during the boil and whirlpool. We continue the Citra overload by adding Citra two separate times during fermentation. So, yes, there is four.
We were thinking Citras. About Citra while we were doing that. Nice. There's a quad Citra. Citra quad. Sit your quad ass down.
And then one final Citra dry hop addition to tie a bow on things. So, yes, triple dry hopped.
For your protection.
My vision is blurring, so I can't tell what this says.
Uh-oh, time to get that prescription refilled.
$16 per four-pack. Distro?
Oh.
Yes.
Distro. So look out for it.
Food truck, to be determined.
Might get it.
Where are you? Titles. That says titles.
Oh, man. We've been doing this too long. Getting old, people.
There you go. And I hear they're collabing with Drake's here in the future. I wonder what they're going to do with that.
They're collabing.
New Glory, that is.
Oh, collabing with Drake's. Sounds interesting.
Did you guys talk about the Drake's Barn? What the heck is that all about?
Oh, that looks cool. In Sacramento?
Yeah.
It was a building that was built, and they were looking for a tenant. And I think Drake's took it over.
Okay. So, new Drake's. Getting smooth.
That thing, I saw some pictures of that. I was like, damn, I wish Fresno could get that Drake's. Hey, Drake's.
It's too hot.
Nobody's opened up a remote tap room in Fresno yet. You could be the first.
Yeah. Where would you put it?
Downtown. Where would you put that thing?
I don't know. I'll figure something out.
I mean,
downtown
Drake's? You have to put it in downtown now.
Yeah. It's on the river?
Brewery district. On the river. Oh, yeah. Maybe that spot on the bluffs where the Palm Bluffs shopping Center is on the Palm, and then you and then Popolos, you look out and it's just the freaking weeds.
Right.
You put it right there.
Nice.
Thanks, Paul, with that collab song. That's collabs from Paul from Fairfax.
Drake's on the river.
Drake's on the river. Drake's, hey, come on to Fresno. We'll show you around.
Hey, Drake's, we have a river.
Tell you, yeah, we got a river. Just like Sacramento does. Yeah. We have a river, too.
We used to have
salmon. We have the two biggest rivers in California is the Sacramento River and the San Joaquin. Mm-hmm. Or is that the American River in Sacramento?
America.
Something like that.
No.
Zero. We're still actively looking for anybody that wants to open. What about Tioga? Is Tioga ever talked about opening a remote tap room somewhere? Visalia, North Fresno?
Talked? No. Yes.
And that's where it ended. Mm-hmm. Just talked. That's all we needed to know. Just talked.
That is the... that is a... what are the words I'm trying to say? That is a business model that we really do like. We think that, yes, you can do very good things with the location you're at, but we also think that you could do very good things with multiple locations. Maybe. I just don't know if we're going to be the first Fresno area brewery to have. No, well, Mad Duck has already done that.
Yeah, and House of Pendragon, sort of.
Yeah, so... I don't even know if we'll be the third brewery to do that.
Well, we'll look out for it. I'm looking out for that. I'm looking out for Tioga to open up a remote tap room. Merced has nothing. Madeira has nothing.
Merced.
Come on. Visalia already has a barrel house. So come on.
Hey, what's going on, guys? This is Jazz. Hey. Up here in Portland.
What's up, Jazz?
Are the Garage Boys.
Oh.
W edition. Anyways, yeah, I'm sorry I got to miss Nick while he was up here doing his little brewcation. It would have been cool to hook up and have a few cold drinks. Anyways, yeah, you know, I listening to this last episode, take that as an invitation to be the Portland rep, and I accept. I think it'd be super cool.
Mm-hmm. Portland rep.
And something fun to do. And I got my first update for you guys.
I got his
the owner of
you already got it.
West Coast Grocery, the brewery. It's a brewery with a funny name. But anyways, they're a couple months old. Brian and Charlie Hyde just established it. Brian's got a really cool story. He was partnering with Lewis and Clark University up here and Breakside to put some classes together. And they were teaching some students over at Breakside on how to brew beer. And that's how he met Charlie. And they decided to, you know, put their minds together and resources together and start up a brewery. And so they actually got Owen Woods from Deschutes Brewing as their master brewer right now. And he's come out hot. He's coming out swinging. He just won an OBA, which is an Oregon Beer Award, for his fresh hop Saison gold medal. So, you know, a couple months in, they already got, you know, some pretty good notice. And so a lot of exciting things happening for these guys. They got their next batches coming out here. IPAs are coming out this week. They got a double IPA coming out next week and a Saison or a session IPA coming out 3 weeks from now. So I'm excited to get my hands on some of those. The Northwest IPA is going to be featuring Azaka hops. So, not too citrusy, you know, I'm looking forward to it. Looking forward to try it. Anyways, if you guys are ever up here, or, you know, want to check out something new, definitely give these guys a shot. All right. Well, anyways, pleasure to be, providing these updates for you guys. Keep up the good work. Salud.
Nice.
Portland rep And here's his handles. Thank you, Jazz. That was Jazz. And his handles are on Instagram is JazzPDX, JazzPDX. And on Untappd, it's Mr. Jazz, MRJAZ. So there, we have official Portland rep now, finally. Since Cody, I don't think Cody listens anymore, so.
Sad face.
Yeah, it's very sad. Very sad. It's very sad. So thanks, Jazz, for being a Portland rep. And if you want to be a rep, you look on the reps page, perfectpoorpod.com/reps. And look on there and say, like, if you're in a town, you're like, nobody's repping my town.
Nobody.
Then tell us, and boom, you're a rep.
Especially if you're from places like Rhode Island.
Or Wyoming.
That's true.
Delaware.
Delaware, yes.
Georgia? I don't think there's a Georgia rep.
Or Kansas?
Kansas,
Georgia?
Yes.
Georgia?
No, I really like...
No Georgia, no Kansas?
I have lots of Kansas.
What happened to...
My whole mom's side is from Kansas. I want a Kansas rep, damn it.
Where's it? Lived in Concordia. A.K.A. Joanne. Where was she from?
Missouri?
Look on the reps page, Nick. Jeez.
I am. The original reps page.
Yeah, your notebook.
Oh, Massachusetts. Okay.
Massachusetts. Well, we're still in looking out for is, I know this new voicemail thing is throwing everyone off. Did you have any more, Nick? I want to make sure I didn't.
Nope, that was good.
Okay.
New glory.
New glory. This is one's for the Garage Boys. I think XL Perro pointed this one out.
Ooh.
Braxton Brewing Company out of Kentucky. They have a beer called Garage Beer. It's a lager, as you would expect. Just comes in a 12-pack. So, Garage Boys, you guys got to get this. Modern Times. This is my Modern Times this week. Detect Evil.
Nice.
It's a double IPA with Nugget, Strata, Mosaic, and Enigma.
Isn't that why you have Louie?
Oh, you detect evil. That's only an online sale.
Uh-oh.
So it's like a line beer, bro.
Line fest.
A virtual line fest. Because I think Modern Times, they just do everything online. It feels like. I don't think they want line.
They don't
want
to see people.
That Modern Times, the one in San Diego, it's kind of a slightly sketchy neighborhood. So maybe they don't want. But Munkach is in a bad neighborhood, so I've been told.
Wow.
But Munkach has Lime Fest all the time.
Nobody messes with beer nerds.
Nope. Beer nerds are like, we don't care. I don't care how bad the neighborhood is. I'm still getting in this line.
We know they don't have money. Let's leave them alone.
Yep. Yeah. Those guys don't have anything. They only have enough money to buy a 4-pack of beer.
Did you see the Ford Escort he pulled up in? Yeah. We're not messing with those guys.
We're like a Better Call Saul right now with our car. 450 North Brewing Triple Patty Combo.
Wow.
A triple IPA with Citra and Mosaic. And it's got the label. It's a label by.
Is this the McDonald's?
Yeah, the McDonald's label.
Ah, good call.
So I'm label buying.
Will they get it?
But it also has Citra and Mosaic. They'll probably get out of town before they get the cease and desist.
Did they stay far enough away from the line?
I think there's a little bit of difference, difference.
It'd probably be a Mick cease and desist.
Mic drop.
Heat.
From their Mick lawyers.
From Mick lawyers. Mick suing your ass.
Weldworks and Moonraker collabed for Hop the Mainsail.
Shut your mouth.
It's a sailing reference. It's got a pretty sailboat on the can.
It's a schooner.
It's a New England hazy IPA with Nelson Sauvin, Mosaic, and El Dorado. But it's only in the brewery.
I don't know what you're eating.
Lick your elbow?
Louis, what are you doing?
It's a service he provides.
Anyone need their elbows licked? I'm Louis. I'm ready. Let's see. Oh, I'm looking out for a glass.
Oh, glassware.
There was somebody, I forget the person that it was, but I saw on Instagram who was drinking a beer with the comic book guy on it. It says, and he's saying, worst beer ever.
Nice.
It's just a comic book
Why
guy.
Why is that not the
looking
spokesperson?
On the glass going, beer. Worst beer ever. So please, I need to find this glass. I want it so bad. So bad.
Oh, that's awesome. And, no, Louie.
And then anything from Three Magnets Brewing up there in Olympia, Washington. I don't know if you saw Three Magnets Olympia. While you're traveling through from the Amtrak. Honey, there's Three Magnets.
Stop the train.
Stop the train. I just saw Three Magnets.
excuse me, conductor. We need to stop this train.
Marty, throw a green log on the fire. You gotta get there faster.
Let me I do recall the name, and I figured I never heard of them, so I will not try it.
it was probably them. Three magnets.
Scrolling through photos. Chalkboard.
Mm-hmm. What a little perfect pour true you be here with by Sober October update, homes. 10 days straight, no booze, no alcohol. No drugs. I don't do drugs, so I ain't got to worry about that.
Well, you might have to worry about it.
Send out a shout out and appreciation to Evil Circle and Fontana Jim and my 80 other followers on Untap. I don't know if they're doing it to break me or they're doing it in support of me, Holmes, but everybody's tagging me on what they're drinking. And
oh,
sucks,
I'm going to start doing that now.
At the same
time,
I appreciate it.
Sorry, Chew.
As long as I get to see it, it's fine. But I think if I smelled them, I think that would break me, Holmes. Other than that, you know, with the Dodgers in the playoffs and football, and I really want a beer, Holmes. But if I can do 10, I think I can do, man, that's 20 more days. I don't know if I can do it, Holmes. Let me see what happens. Anyways, so with this extra time that I have of not drinking beers, Holmes, I'm barbecuing more. As you probably seen on YouTube. I mean, on not YouTube, but
you
on Instagram.
You need to be on YouTube, too.
On Twitter, Holmes. Put out a barbecue video. Tom Segura retweeted and liked it. That's pretty dope, is it? That's about it, Holmes. Just calling in just to check in and hope my Florida peeps are doing good out there. To all the Florida reps, just a FYI, Willard's is your home base headquarters for safety meetings. So I hope all of you guys are huddled up at Willard's drinking beers and riding this fucking hurricane out. Other than that, it's Chew Your Beer. You have to watch your homes. Peace out, eh?
Peace out, Chew. Keep it up, man. You're halfway through. You just got a couple more weeks. Then you're just going to go to town. If I was Chew, if I sober Octobering, November 1st, I have make sure I'm not working. I'm off from work, and I'm just going to be like 8 a.m. morning beer, breakfast beer. Honey, I'm having a breakfast beer.
We start now.
Yep. That'd be another opening day for you?
Yep, be like baseball opening day for me. I'm just like, honey, this is my one day. You got to stay away. I get the garage all day.
All day. Don't come out here.
All day. Don't come out here.
The first thing off today would be my pants, so I'm not even going to put them on.
Nope.
Damn it.
My pants are off already. I never put them on, but they're off already.
Who put my pants on?
Hey, I went to bed with my pants on. Why are my pants off?
So I had the Damn It Bobby Pale Ale from Three Magnets when I was up in.
Oh, look at you. You did it.
Was Seattle. That from the Damn It Bobbies?
Damn It Bobby.
The Damn It Bobbies.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. Had it.
Had it.
Had it. From Olympia, Washington.
Wow. Very good.
That boy. Right.
That boy. Right.
I sell propane and propane accessories.
Ooh.
I've been caught in the drinkings, and I can't get out. Been caught drinking what we've been drinking in the past week on Untapped. Sometimes we use it, I like to use it pretty regular.
Do you like to use it, use it?
Use it, use it. Of Dorktown on Untappd, or search Mikey Top Pour. Matt is Bearded Brewer 87.
Mm-hmm.
And Nick is The Nick 80.
Si, senor.
Matt, what have you been drinking this week?
I went to Libertine. Sorry, I brought a Libertine Crowler to Spokeasy earlier this week.
I was disappointed.
And I had their Berliner team.
Berliner
and team. Then, what was it? Kern River had Truck Trail Pale on at Goldstein's. Sipped some of that.
How was that?
It was good.
Mm.
It's better fresh. But it was good.
Fresh.
They had Holy Mosaic from Pizza Port. It was drinkable. There was a juicy IPA from Anchor.
It was so juicy. It
wasn't so juicy, but it fit Anchor.
Yeah. Just like Heretics, you got to.
Had a couple Obsidian Stouts since the last
sitting
show.
Stouts.
Obsidian Stouts. Oh.
Yeah, Sitting Stout.
Sitting Stout.
Oh, man, this is a sitter.
And Fresh Haze.
Fresh
Haze. Some of that. Fresh
Haze. It's a sitter.
Fresh Haze, good beer.
I had a. There was a, from Faction, there was a. It was labeled hipster something, but it was a Pilsner, and it was good.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a light lager.
I bought that for producer Becky,
mm-hmm.
and that it somehow got left in the register. Like the bagger didn't bag it, and I didn't pay attention to him not bagging it. And I got home and it wasn't there. I was like, no,
what the?
I paid $7 for that beer.
It was good.
Damn it.
It's like hipster agenda.
I'm not going to go back. I'm at home now. I'm not going back.
Not going all the way back to Bullard and Marks.
No, well, that was from the market. That was Herndon and Marks.
Not going all the way back to Herndon and Marks.
Yeah. No way.
No way, man.
They just got a free beer. So whoever got that beer after me, it was like kind of warmish for a little bit. Back in the shell. So, yeah, suck on that.
Not cold transferred.
Nope. Sorry, Matt. I stepped over Matt's Vincot drink.
What? Oh, my God.
And it's so rare.
Wow. Well,
that's all I've been drinking.
That's a first.
Yeah. Very rare.
Are you spacing those voicemails in? Or are we just going to like end up at the end
you
of the show?
Know what, you never know what's going to happen.
But are we going to end up at the end of the show and you're like, oh, shit, I got like five of these.
Like, yeah, now we got to do a whole segment. That's a whole thing. It don't worry about it. We're good. Yeah.
We're good.
I mean, you might hear one like right now. You never know.
Hey, Perfect Pour. It's Hoppy Libation.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm Oktoberfesting.
Yay. Woo-hoo!
At probably the most fabulous place in Perfect Pour history.
Yes.
Other than Cuyahoga Sequoia. It's okay. I love you guys too. I need to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But. Seriously, we are at.
There's somebody in the background.
Relics! 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 Relics!
That was it.
That's it.
Like, that was the voicemail?
That was the voicemail. That
but why, I just want more.
Oh, you do?
I want everybody to chant Relics, okay?
Hey, Perfect Polar! This is Hoppy Libations coming at you from.
She's living in an alternate version.
Ah, the remix.
This sounds like the whole place.
Wow, she rallied the troops.
Happy Oktoberfest, guys.
Woohoo!
We're drinking! Yeah!
Now happy that's
Oktoberfest.
A party.
Willard's Oktoberfest at Willard's,
man.
Huh?
Yeah.
Woo!
What's that like?
Impressive. What's that like? Nick, you have more Vincots?
Also, the thoughts and prayers out to our Florida friends.
Yes.
Hopefully,
I think most of them checked in on. I asked on Twitter. I was like, I need a check in for our Florida reps.
With that category 4 it was hitting today.
I think most of them did. But if something happens,
what's a Twitter?
We will rally. If we need to get a GoFundMe for any reps out there, we'll do it.
I think the last hurricane, I think the worst thing we heard was somebody said the beer stores were closed for a couple of days. Didn't somebody call in? They said like they had to like ration some PBRs because the beer store is closed for a couple of days or something like that.
Yeah, there was something. It was like, I got to make do with these PBRs for a couple of days. Nick?
Hello?
What did you drink, man?
Oh, man. Stouts.
Wow. So surprising.
Did you stout it out loud?
Yes. Stout it out. Like so what? I had a Sierra Nevada West Coast style stout.
Ooh, West Coast style.
And then I did a narwhal.
Oh,
and I was
a surprise.
How different are they? And I was like, they're different.
What do you mean, how different are they?
Well, because Sierra Nevada makes a stout, like a straight ahead stout. Uh-huh. And it's hard to find, but you find it once in a while. There's lots of rubbing in there.
Paper, I hear paper. Oh, there. I know which one. If he's getting that one.
Uh-huh. No, it's a. He's prairie dogging you.
Oh, okay. Check it in the fridge, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Fridge Mike in action.
It's a farce.
It's a farce. Farcical.
Farcical.
Sorry, Nick, please continue.
So then they make narwhal. They make stout, and then they make narwhal.
Narwhal?
Narwhal stout. Imperial stout. And I was like, how different are they?
How on West Coast is it?
And they're different.
Really?
Yeah.
What would you say is different?
Well, booze level, for one. It's like booze. 5% to like 10%. Narwhal's a little more robust, a little more chocolatey. Little more, you know, the boozy bite.
Yeah.
Oh, two,
you like
he's
that?
Double fisting.
You like that booze? Oh, Matt's
double
coming back
fisting.
With.
And he's setting off.
Oh, he's
ghosts.
Set the studio ghost off. He's double fisting. So what?
Studio ghost. What studio ghost wants to do?
If narwhal wasn't around, I'd be okay with the stout.
Did you even look at the two options?
This one's hoppy. I got to get this one out. We can't mess around.
No. This is the man that stocks the fridge. You think he's not going to know right away which is which?
I worked in Deli Dairy for a long time and the liquor department. I know which one's which, bro.
I was like, I'll put him here. I'll make Mikey decide. I'm not going to decide.
Yeah, he's got the codes already. He's like 5432.
Yep, I know that code.
2715. Bananas, 35.
What was the code for
bananas are 11, Nick.
What was the code for Brussels sprouts?
384.
Cool.
I don't know.
And we don't know how
what
to
about,
prove you wrong.
What
yeah, about, I know nobody can prove me wrong.
What about right? What about broccoli?
Broccoli 38.
Okay.
Yeah. What's 11?
Bananas, bro.
Oh, I just see if
that was the easiest one.
11.
Did you have a quick code for shit? Because then you could be like
a dollar. I just put in a dollar grocery.
Did you ever get on the intercom and ask for a jive turkey?
I did not ask for jive turkey, but I did enjoy being on the intercom. It was fun. This is pre-podcasting days where.
Can I get a price check on bananas?
Got a red line. Because Bonds, you had red line and green line.
Uh-huh.
That's your intercom, intercommunication.
Oh, okay.
And so you see, like, Jane, could you get a red line, Jane? And then they get on there and go, you boo this motherfucker over here? You see this guy?
Not
look
again.
At, look, at on eight, look at on aisle six. What? Look at on aisle six. Oh, my God.
So that's what red line was for, was gossip?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, what's this beer we got here?
Stickmen Brewing Company. Cloudy with a chance of mosaic.
I like mosaic.
Mosaic.
Oh, cool.
I believe it's pronounced mosaic. Very urban art, street art label.
Mosaic.
Stickmen. Stickmen, Mr. Stickmen. ABV game.
What does he go? Good. Oh, I think this is hot. Did we say what level of IPA this is?
How do you know it's an IPA?
Come on.
No, we did not say what level.
All right.
Would you like to know a level?
What do you think, Matt? You want to know what level it is? You want to just go?
What?
We're doing an ABV game, Matt.
ABV.
Did we say single or double?
That's what we're asking. That's do what you want to know?
I'm trying to catch up, guys. Come on.
Just thinking about the Bonds
will
codes.
Will that help you at all? I'm going to say code II.
Okay. 8-5.
6-8.
Wow. Well, if Matt reversed his, he would have nailed it. So that means Mikey wins.
Boom. I was one off. Yes. Point one off.
Point one off. 8-6.
Look at me.
8-6.
Look at me.
The ABV is right.
I would have said 8-6 if you said it was a double.
You didn't ask me to tell you if it was single or double.
I said, did we say did. If it was he, a single or a double? And you guys are like,
that is not
what we were just talking about.
That is not asking me to tell you if it's single or double. That is asking if we had said it previously.
Hey, Louie, he's going to give you crackers. Go lick him.
Lick his elbows.
Oh, no, he's done.
Well, what else were you drinking, Nick?
You got me.
That's it?
Yeah. All right. Oh, Bin Cut. Oh, Obsidian Stout.
We're in Big Cuts. I know, it's a confusing episode.
Deschutes Obsidian Stout rounded up my Stout Fest.
Where'd you get that?
The parents' house.
Oh, where'd they get it?
Who knows? My stepdad has a way of just randomly driving around Fresno and buying beer.
That might have been a BevMo or a Total Wine.
Yeah, that sounds about right. He does frequent. He's good for BevMo. There's a Willow Shell out by their place.
Yeah.
They have unique beers. Save Mart. There's one of the supermarkets out by them.
Big Save Mart.
Yeah, the big one. So they tend to have more beer.
Mm-hmm.
Than the heritage
stores. The one with the railroad railroad track, the little toy railroad what? Track that goes to the store.
No, I don't know. That's about
the
one,
the same mart that's over by House of Pendragon Taproom.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, it has a little railroad. Toy railroad that goes to the store.
Wow.
It's very fun.
That would be cool.
Because that's a Willow Station.
Yeah.
Funny. By the railroad trail, railroad park.
All right. Wow. That's all you've been kind of drinking, huh?
Yeah, I know. Boring. Non-hazy.
Boring. Yeah, speaking of boring, I had a very boring week. I didn't go anywhere. Did not go to one restaurant and have any beer.
This is different from other weeks out?
Yeah, well, usually I'm like out about gallivanting. Yeah. Out gallivanting and you know. Shaking hands.
Painting the town haze.
Right. Painting the town haze. But thankfully, a buddy of mine dropped off some General Shermans.
Mm.
So I was just drinking Tioga Sequoia's General Sherman IPA. Fresno's represent. If you're going to put one IPA up to represent Fresno, it's this one. It's the General Sherman.
Were you drinking it like it was going out of style?
I was. So I enjoy it. So I was very thankful to have that all week. That was pretty much it. I had it's all I needed.
That's
very,
it.
Very quiet beer week for me. I was very much looking forward to this. I was like, oh man, it's gonna be a good night because I get to try all kinds of good beer.
You know, there was an episode in there for you.
I know that. Oh, it's for me. I wasn't sure if it was for the community or if it was for me.
I brought two.
As far as I'm concerned, you can have that shit.
I might. Whoa!
He wasn't going to take it home.
Ooh.
I would have said something if I forgot it. So it was obviously for you. So you've been torturing yourself, man.
I might have to do a beer bench with that. Who knows what's going to happen with that?
Freebie.
Freebie. I'm going to just go. Buck Wild, I'm gonna have me a good Friday night.
Buck Wild.
You never met Buck Wild? He's a crazy motherfucker.
Hey, what's up, fellas? It's Mike Montoya, Just Can't Win, calling in.
What's up?
It's been a minute. Thought I'd check in because I have some things to talk about.
Good.
I will be heading to Denver, Colorado in December with my wife. And I've reached out to the reps, Colin and Janine. So looking forward to meeting them. Listening to you guys' last episode, I guess I too have the conflict of my wife not drinking beer. And I have to maneuver around that obstacle. But I'm sure I can fit some time in to meet the reps and kick back some beers. And then the other announcement I have is I'll be going to Monday's Game 3 Dodger game of the playoffs. Super pumped on that. And so, Chew, I'll be hitting you up soon to get the tips on that the secret craft beer spot that you spoke of not too long ago. And then if you guys have any recommendations on breweries near Dodger Stadium to get a solid brew, I was thinking like Eagle Rock or something like that, but if you guys think of anything closer, let me know. I'm familiar with LA to an extent, but yeah, that was pretty much it. Other than that, keep up the good work, guys.
That's get with them, get that those recos going for around Dodger Stadium. Where should you drink? I always hear about Eagle Rock, and I've never been to Eagle Rock. I need to go to Eagle Rock. Damn it.
What's so cool about Eagles and Rocks?
It's freaking indie beer, bro.
Hello, Mike Montoya again. Totally realized after I hung up that this will air on Friday, and the game's on Monday, and so I won't be able to listen to the answers if anyone does give me reps or recommendations about the Dodger game. So you guys can hit me up on Twitter, just_can't_win, or on Instagram, justcan'twin, no spaces. I'm also on Untappd as Mike Montoya. So yeah, hit me up. Bye.
Bye. There you go. Got all the info you need. As we're playing voicemails throughout the episode. Isn't that fun? Don't you think that's fun? Is it fun? I don't know. Maybe it's not fun. Louis thinks it's fun.
Cheers.
Oh,
cheers,
yeah.
Cheers. 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 It's the end of the show and we're giving out some cheers. Cheers. Cheers.
Whoa. Cheers. Sorry for the noise.
Cheers, man. Cheers. Big cheers to our golden gods. The golden gods of the perfect pour. I can't express how much appreciation I have for these people. They actually give us $5 or more, some even more a month. They just give us money because of the goodness of their souls and hearts. And if you're like, what? What's this going on? What's going on? Patreon. Patreon's this website. It's this third-party system of provides a spot. Louis, holy shit. Come on, man. He is on fire with bugging the brothers. It's Patreon, patreon.com/perfectpour. If you want to check out our page on there, and it's just a system that creatives can use for fans of them to donate money. And then we can give a little bit back for that donation. And what we do is you can listen to the tailgate, which is us figuring out what's going on before the show. And then you get a little bit of early access to other stuff we do and whatever other things we can think of to do. So thank you, guys. Big cheers to the Golden Guns. Also, cheers to Darth Omega.
Whoa.
The Bouye, it looked like the Bouyes might have finally officially moved to Sacramento because there was all this kind of like, well, like, are they moving or are they not moving? I saw on their Instagram they're like had boxes and they're like officially moved. Seems like maybe they're Sactown folks, but I'm not quite sure.
They're in California.
Cheers to Faction Brewing, because whoever runs their social media has actually been, you know, acknowledging my Faction Brewing check-ins and stuff. Yeah. Not many
noticed you.
Not many breweries respond to what I'm doing. So thanks to Faction for actually responding to things. Thanks to cheers to Lily at Apple Podcasts.
Wow.
Here's what's been going on.
Here's the deal.
For a while now, like all through the summer, our stats have been every week. It's Podbean's like shows you like your percentage of like what's going on. Okay. And every week there's like a drop. It's like a drop percentage. Like your percentage is going down. Downloads.
Wow.
I'm like, fuck. And in my mind, I'm just thinking like, oh,
it's over.
You know, craft beer is sort of waning a little bit right now, and we're just kind of riding that wane.
Are we going to be sold on Craigslist?
Yeah, maybe. So I didn't look into it much. I'm like, I guess that's what's going on. And then lately, a couple of big lists of like best craft beer podcast lists have been coming out.
Yeah.
We're not anywhere on these fuckers.
Wow.
My God, I guess everybody fucking hates us. And so I finally was just like looking at our iTunes things a little bit more, and we're not even showing up in iTunes for craft beer now. It's like not, doesn't even come up.
Hmm.
Like if you look for craft beer in iTunes, you won't see us. And which is, we were always there. We've been from number 3 to number 13. We always were in that zone all the time. Mm-hmm. since we've been a podcast.
Yeah.
And,
well, you know, we were the first beer podcast.
Right. Of course.
Yeah.
And
not true.
So then all of a sudden we're just gone. I was like, this doesn't make sense. So I finally emailed iTunes. I'm like, look, we've been number 3. We've been and now we're just completely off the radar. We haven't done anything different. And she says, well, your artwork is not exactly spec. Like, uh-huh. And iTunes really likes everything to be in line spec. And so we got that. Thankfully, Nick knows what he's doing on that and got that changed. So hopefully we'll be getting back into the good graces of iTunes. But for a while now, we've just been completely off of iTunes radar. Also, cheers to Martin_A_559 and Greens805. So, cheers to those people. Matt, do you have some cheers?
Cheers out to our friend Long Beach John.
Yeah, big cheers. Long Beach John is officially signed on as a location for Fire Dog Brewing in Hawthorne, California, mm-hmm. which is not too far from LAX, the airport.
They're near the Heights.
The Heights. And, near Compton, near all the action.
Wow. And can't wait to go there for Craft Beer Summit in 2019. Ooh. Yep.
Damn.
Can't wait. Yep. Just open the place up. Give us the VIP tour.
He thinks it's probably going to end. He's planning on that, but he, as experienced listener of how people open up breweries, he's like thinking, he's like summer 2019, which probably means summer 2020.
Yep.
So, but it's a possibility there could be Fire Dog Brewing next year. It's going to happen. So he's beginning the process. Like Steven's probably like, yeah, I feel you, man. Good luck. So
hopefully they'll just let him be.
Just let him.
I love gold.
There's a new beer going around the show. It's
like Paul McCartney
from
Voodoo
Brewery. Cowbell Nitro from Exo Perro, a double chocolate oatmeal milk stout.
What?
Last beer, but you never know. Did you have some more cheers, Matt?
Oh, cheers out to Tony Bags. You jerk, you're getting plenty before us.
I know. Tony Bags now. Oh, and he's a rep. He's a beer rep.
Who knows?
He's a perfect pour rep, and he's a rep.
Maybe
because
Russian River will sign up with them.
They have to have a refrigerated truck, and always Russian River's big caveat is
cold transfer
our beer.
Transfer
he'd probably put him in his car and turn on the AC.
It's like, does that count? I crank it all the way. I put it on the coldest setting.
40 degrees. It's cold. Brr.
Does that count, Russian River?
This is actually pretty good.
Oh, this is
really
tasty.
You really get that chocolate.
Nope, not for Louis. This is not for Louis.
What, Louis? Nick's so mean.
That's right.
Other cheers?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Cheers to Captain Fifo for the update. Mm-hmm. Cheers to Chef.
Chef. Up there in Chicago.
He's on the untaps drinking all the beers.
Up there drinking all the beers, making all the tagging.
Cheers to Colin and Janine for checking in on me, make sure I had my narwhal buddy.
Aw. sees you checking in on narwhal. It's like, hey, Nick, hey, Nick, do you have a buddy?
Where's your buddy?
Do you have somebody watching you? Where's your buddy? Somebody watching. If you're having a narwhal, you need somebody to keep you safe.
And Raisins to Barrels for...
Raisins to Barrels.
All the updates on the raisin beers happening.
Yeah. He's got all the raisin updates.
Yes.
He's raisin cane and raisin raisins.
Raisin hell.
Hey, this is Paul from Fairfax calling to wish all our Gulf Coast reps well in this massive hurricane that's blowing in.
Hurricane is the proper term.
I think Al Green, Lumber Jose, and Hoppy Libations are all on the Gulf Coast. Florida Steve's over there on the other side. And Willard? What's going to happen to Willard?
Willard! Safe place.
But seriously, I'm wishing all you guys well, and I hope that everybody is safe during the storm. And you guys there in Fresno?
We're good.
Uh-huh.
Party on.
Oh. Yeah.
Keep up the good work.
Okay.
Keep it hazy, bros.
No!
Cheers.
Will not.
I'm going to write this down. Paul said to party on.
He reflected and said party on.
I'm going
to
unfriend.
We don't have to worry about
unfriending
those,
Paul right now.
We don't have to worry about those hurricane people. We can party on. Paul said it's cool.
The only way you could less follow Paul is if you unfollow his YouTube.
He has a YouTube channel.
No, I have his picture stapled to my wall. I'm taking it off.
Ooh.
I unfriend you.
I have him in my physical address book. Remember when we'd have an address book? Where you write down somebody's actual number and address?
Is he under P for Paul or F for From Fairfax?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think it'd be P for Paul.
Okay.
Because you say just Paul. Checking. Although, The other day, I had to, because I have a work phone and a personal phone, and one of my work guys, I wanted to call him, but I only have my personal
work guy,
and his name was on my phone, but it was just name, you know, it was just
work guy.
So I was like, oh, this must be him. And so I was like, I call him, and I was like, hey, and it was like some other voice. I was like, oh, is this Joe? And he just sort of doesn't say, because on the phone it says Joe.
Uh-huh.
So I'm thinking I'm calling Joe.
It's Joe.
And he doesn't say anything. I was like, is this Joe? Blah, blah, blah. And he's sort of like, I was like, oh, I guess I have the wrong number. So I put in a Joe in my phone.
Uh-oh.
In my phone. I don't put in that many numbers in my address book. and I called it, and it's just some guy that didn't either. He's a guy that knows me and just didn't want to acknowledge it was me, or I was just completely wrong.
I totally got Mike right now.
Like,
totally
Mike,
got him.
Mike just called me.
That was funny.
I don't know.
Oh, that guy.
I don't know what happened.
He's gonna hear next to the water cooler on Monday. He's gonna get an earful.
He's gonna get an earful.
Oh man, that was a good one. Yeah, I got him good. I pretended I didn't know who he was.
He didn't.
It was good.
He's an idiot.
You guys need to hear this story.
Hey, Perfect Four Podcast. Leaving a message for chewing your beer. I'd wanted him to have a good Sobertober, so I was checking him in on all the beers I'm drinking this month because I thought that might be kind of fun so he doesn't miss out. And then... I think I might do Sobertober too.
Let's all tag Chew
but
now.
I think instead of not drinking, because that seems crazy, maybe I just won't get drunk. And I'll stay mostly sober. Cheers.
Keep up the good work, guys.
Yeah. So now we all have to tag Chew your beer and then tag when you drink. Well, because Chew's a big tagger. He's one of those taggers on Untappd. He'll drink, he'll check it in something, and he'll tag all his friends.
What freeway like, bridges what I'm has drinking. He tagged?
Not that kind of tagging.
Oh,
Nick.
I see.
Tagging and then tap.
Did he get the 405 or the 10?
The 405. Louis just
damn it, Louis.
So everyone, it's just Sober October. Let's support Chew by tagging him into the beers you're drinking. So thank you guys for listening. That was all the voicemails. Oh, I probably should keep do this. Wow. Huh?
You timed it perfectly.
Cool.
And then that was it.
Called me up and left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave her name.
What'd you think of that? Voicemails throughout the whole episode.
I like it. Yeah. It's different.
Was it like a one-time thing, or should that just like whatever?
I think
we'll find out next week.
Yeah, we'll find out. We'll see. We'll get the feedback. Yeah. Thanks, everyone. Thank you for listening.
If the pitchforks come out, we'll know.
Yep, we'll know. Thank you for listening. Thanks for subscribing.
That means they gotta call us.
PerfectPoorPod.com. PerfectPoorPod on social media.
I don't like it. Put it back.
We got a new review. I'm trying to see if I pull it up before we have to sit there and listen to me trying to pull up a thing. On the iTunes.
Too soon.
I'll save it for next week. And the Nick 80, Bearded Brewer 87, Mikey Top Pour. Thanks for listening. Hey guys, I have no idea what I'm doing.
I have no thoughts.
No thoughts.
Studio Ghost, take it away.